Hello, this is Dangerous Dave. Thanks for tuning into this podcast where we take a look at Clown of the Week. And it got me thinking too, because you might have a clown that you want to nominate early. Why don't you email us? Let us know who you are and who you want to clown. You can email malloy@triplem.com.au. Put that in your contacts. malloy@triplem.com.au. Let's take a look at this week's Clown of the Week.
There are many contenders.
Nick Malloy in his underpants.
It wasn't particularly flash. Tom Hart's dog, Larry.
We had to put him down a few weeks ago, Peter. Thanks for asking.
But who will it be this week?
I
want
to know!
Time to reveal.
All right, my best guess. Stay, Oingo Boingo.
Clown of the Week.
Wouldn't be Friday if we were saluting, if we weren't saluting the clowns that are out there in big numbers, as this week proved. I'd like to get the ball rolling, by clowning you. I've never heard anything like it, but to cut loose your World Vision kid,
mate,
because you needed to tighten the belt. That's the only thing you think of to...
I'd forgotten all about it, to be honest, because it happened 13 years ago.
I'll bet you he hasn't. I'll bet you. If he's still with us, I doubt that. We should try and look up his family tree and find
it was
out
a direct debit situation where they take money out of your accounts every month. So, and I thought, well, let's look at what we're spending money on each month. This is 13 years ago. This is the global financial crisis. And sadly...
What's not important? You said to yourself, the life of a third world child.
I had my own family to feed, so I was concerned about my own backyard.
You don't even like feeding them. $48 is too much for the family fish and chips.
Seven.
So I'm clowning you, and you're...
Well, I'll clown you back.
What for?
Oh, Darryl Braithwaite.
Now, I beg your pardon?
You were calling it the Braithwaite cluster. You were worried that he was going to be, you know, dead by the weekend.
It wasn't
kind, because he was on this show last week.
Yeah, and where do you think he got the cluster? No. You're clowning me for Darryl Braithwaite's health. He had to cancel all gigs after he was alone with you in the studio.
When you put it like that, it doesn't sound
you're an
great.
Idiot.
No, but you made these horrific comments on air.
It was the last ever Darryl Braithwaite, let me tell you. Oh, he's gone. Is it too late for the Deadpool?
Can't.
Fitting him up for a box or anything. I'd be taking some measurements.
You be careful what you say.
Gone.
Anyway, Darryl's fine. You put out a message on Facebook to say, look, I'm feeling great. I want to thank Michael Gudinski, and I'm back. So,
he is back. Yeah. James is with us. Who do you want to clown?
I'd just like to hop in and clown our resident Luddite, Mick Malloy.
Oh, don't do this. Why would you come in to do that specifically?
You made me spend 2.5 hours last week.
Oh, my God.
To connect a laptop to the internet.
And that reflects more poorly on you than me, because that's your job to do this stuff.
Doing it over FaceTime while you hold your camera up to everywhere but where I need you to show it.
Hey, he goes FaceTime. He goes, flip it.
Yeah.
I go, how do I flip it?
Well, you just flip the phone.
I flip the phone. I flip the phone. Well, how am I supposed to?
There's a little thing that you can flip the cameras on the app.
We're deep into a technological wormhole here.
Yeah.
You're very patient as well as we troubleshoot.
But what were we trying to do? We were trying to get my laptop attached.
Just connect to the internet. That's all we needed.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I was recording when you guys were trying to FaceTime.
Okay, well, I'll sue you.
Oh, now take a listen.
Mix Tech Support. Yes, Mick. With James.
Google Chrome's down the bottom.
Okay, yep,
can
we open that up?
If you ask nicely, I mean... man, where's the dot?
Bottom right.
Oh, now they've got a comma in there. And that f***ing happened.
Okay.
All right, take that tone out of your voice. How do I delete? Where's delete?
Just the backspace will be your top right.
I'm on it, relax. So where's the f***ing... Oh, there's... Yeah, well, now what? Enter.
The enter key, which is on the wrong...
Bang! Says no internet.
Now we know why I can't connect to you.
Now, well, what are we going to do about it? Great. Fantastic.
We're going to do the next thing. So, somewhere in the power board.
Yeah, well, what... Yeah, what about it? Yep.
Okay, just press the flashing red button.
Yes.
All right. You know what? I think you've done it.
Well, take that surprise tone out of your voice.
So, you're now going to receive a request from me, and you're just going to have to accept it?
I don't have to accept it.
Landed the plane. I can look after the rest of it.
Thanks for that.
Mick's tech support. Yes, Mick. With James.
You're very patient, James.
You made that a lot more difficult than it needed to be.
Very
patient.
That
was an ordeal.
I can't do it. Well, I can't even listen to you when you're remote somewhere and I'm here in the studio. I've got to walk out because it is painful to listen to.
But hey, before we get one more, just before we go to the break, 1-3-5-3 if you want to get involved. I want to clown Merv Hughes for going the blub when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Oh, he's allowed to go the blub.
I know, but he's a big, strong, beefy, mustachioed, pot-bellied, slinging, rampaging Merv, and he's got a little bit of moisture on the mustache. But it was like a heavy dew, like a dewy morning.
Yeah.
He is a great bloke. I want to play him sledge. We talked about sledging. What about this from the front bar when he came on our cricket special?
Mm.
And gave Shane Warne a bit of a touch-up.
And a lot of people say to me, like, oh, Warne, he's a bit of a wanker. I say, you never met him, have you?
Yeah.
And no, I haven't. Yeah. If you meet Shane Warne and you have a bit of time with him, you love him.
Yep.
You'll never say a bad word about him. He's fantastic. And a lot of people think he is the way he is because of what he's done. He carries on now because of the cricket that he played.
Yep.
Mate, I knew him when he was 18, 19. He was a wanker back then. The thing about him, the success that he has not changed in one iota. Yeah. He would be exactly the same if he didn't play cricket.
Good on you, Warney.
I'd like to clown the Australian Open.
Oh.
Well, am I clowning the Australian Open? Am I clowning the Victorian government? Mm. Who am I clowning about me possibly getting locked up again because of COVID?
Yes.
It's a huge story. Yeah. It broke on Wednesday night.
Quarantine worker.
And here's how. Have a listen. Yeah. I'd like to clown this newsreader.
This is Beverly O'Connor from ABC 24.
ABC. Here's how she reported the news as it was breaking.
The Victorian Department of Health has confirmed a hotel quarantine worker has tested positive to COVID-19. We'll be crossing to a press conference with Dan Andrews soon.
I'll be crossing to Dan Murphy if I get locked up again every night. I told you, that's why my boys named the dog Murphy.
Because Dad goes to
the car. That's after your friend, Dan Murphy.
That's adorable.
Speak to him on the phone every night.
Hey, can I clown the Collingwood Football Club?
Oh, the Collingwood Football Club. That's a good one. They've had a shocker.
They've had a shocker.
It's a damning report and it wasn't handled well. Our mate Eddie Maguire, who would admit it wasn't his best week.
He's been under the pump.
He has been under the pump. But I'd like to draw your attention to some of his better work, which I love, which is Millionaire Hot Seat, which gives me great joy. We watch it in here live.
Every afternoon.
You know I follow Brown Cardigan and this bobbed up. On Instagram, you go to it if you haven't already. Yep. It's bloody good. And this bit made me smile no end when it appeared.
You're a singer, you're a model, you're a dancer, you're an actress, you're a songwriter.
Yes.
Wow. That's a fair business card.
Mm-hmm.
Can you sing something for me?
I can.
Well, geez. Here we go.
We could be heroes. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
We could be heroes, me and you.
Come on, Eddie. Come on.
Wow. There should be a full inquiry, an independent inquiry.
That's a broadcasting authority inquiry into that.
Hey, I would like to clown the Jamaican Whopper.
Yeah, you don't think it's authentic.
Well, not so much the Jamaican Whopper. The voiceover for the Jamaican Whopper, this has been raging all week on the show.
You're convinced it's not Jamaican.
This is not Jamaican. Have a listen. I think the giveaway is juicy.
Okay, let's hear it.
Hungry Jack's new tropical Whopper with juicy pineapple, double bacon, and smoky barbecue sauce. The tropical Whopper, only at Hungry Jack's.
No, you're not convinced.
Yeah.
You will see.
Yeah, it's been recorded in a studio in Elstonwick. I reckon that's where that has been. Hey, Elon Musk.
Oh, you're going to claim Elon?
Yeah, no.
What's he done now?
Well, you know what he's up to. He's putting all his energies at the moment into SpaceX.
SpaceX is flying,
and you'll remember a couple of weeks ago he announced he's putting a bar into
that's
the factory
at
SpaceX.
Which is brilliant.
Is that a good idea when you're building stuff that's
flammable.
Going into space? It's not like you're building Chinese firecrackers, is it? This is people going in and out of space on this thing.
Good point.
Is a bar a good idea? Well, we've had his first launch since. I'm not sure it's working out.
All right.
We're preparing to restart two engines, flip the vehicle vertical, then transition to one engine for the landing burn. Well, as you can see from the scene, we've got a lot of good data on flap control. And again, we've just got to work on that landing a little bit.
No.
We've got time for one more.
One more.
What about the AI toilet? The AI toilet, which goes through your waste,
your
human waste.
Yeah.
and gives you a review.
Yeah, I'm
gives
not,
you like a it's like reading your charts. Yeah, tells you what to do.
You might need to improve your diet, or you might need to lose a bit of weight and cut down on the sugars and things like that.
Oh, it sounds like I'm in my own toilet right now, getting the guff. But seriously, if you're gonna get a diagnosis from your toilet, you at least want a second opinion. A toaster or the kettle. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's funny you talk about it because you did utilize it. Yeah. Let's take a listen to the readout.
Hello, Michael. I do love the smell of burrito in the morning. However, I would suggest seeing a doctor immediately.
Yeah, have done. It's not good. You should take me in the Deadpool. I want to take Rob.
Oh, yeah?
Rob, our caller.
No, not Rob from Wodonga.
Rob from Wodonga, who put...
No. Captain Tom Moore into the Deadpool.
Tom Moore into the Deadpool, yeah. And a day later he died. Here's what he said on our show. Rob, who's not going to make it through the next year, buddy?
I hate to wish it on him, but Sir Tom, the old fella who saved the National Health Service in England, bombed Hitler in the Second World War and got knighted by the Queen. He's got nothing else to live for.
Come on, Rob!
Well, I hope you're happy. Rob joins us now. Rob, welcome to Clown of the Week. You've taken the chockies this week.
Thanks so much. Obviously I am the kiss of death. I now go by rigor mortis, Rob.
And who are you turning your attention on now? Do you want to back now?
Say, boys, is there an ex-mother-in-law or someone that's here at school? I'll be happy to put them on the list for you.
Don't mention Daryl Braithwaite. That's all I'm saying.
What
does he win, Dave?
We're going to give you a case of Brick Lane. You know what? I've got $100 to hand out to, and we're going to sort you out with some Uber Eats and some vouchers.
Good on you, Rob.
Well done, guys, Rob. You're awesome. Good on you, mate.
Another big week coming up on Molloy next week with Dr. Chris Brown. Always great. Nearly Meadows with a weekend wrap of the sports. We've got Charlie Pickering, Jim Jefferies again, and Lee Sales for the first time in 2021. That's next week on Molloy.